Shalom Avracha, Baruch Hashem, we are progressing. Chag HaChanukah, the Chag that we appreciate, how special we are, how special Hashem is to us, how in the darkest times, all Hashem is waiting for is for us to reach out to Him, show Him that we're going all out for Him, and He does everything for us. That's what happened in the dark times, in the Gezeiros of Malchus Yovan. They wanted us to totally assimilate, and unfortunately some of us didn't realize the power of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael started falling apart, Chas V'Shalom. But we always have those Yechidim, and every Jew has to realize, I'm a Yochid, I'm that one that will be the beginning of the Hemshech of myself, the Doiris that will come out of me, and not only that, within Klal Yisrael itself. Every person's mechazik himself has effect on all of us. David HaMelech says this beautiful pasuk, Hashem Uzi, Hashem is my strength, umogini, and my protector. Boi botach libi, I have bitachon in Him from my heart, from the depths of my heart. It's a real thing. It's not just something a lip service. I really feel how much I rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Ezalti. And then Hashem saves me, helps me. But Yalos Libi, then the same heart that was full of bitochen, that stems from the feeling that I'm the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I can rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that same heart is full of simcha, that Baruch Hashem, I'm zeichet to be with Hashem, and to see the Yeshua Hashem, u'mishiri ahoydenu. I'm going to thank Him with my songs. This is Mamish, the perfect pasuk for Chanukah. Today we'll talk about the first half of the pasuk, Hashem Uzi u'mogini, boi botach libi. Hashem is my strength. It says that the Jewish nation are Az Sheba Umais. We're the most brazen of all the nations, and therefore Hashem gave us the Torah that says, Hashem Oiz La'am Yitain. Brazen means a person who does not care what's going around. He has his goal, and he goes for it. Nothing stops him. He's not deterred by the fact that it looks impossible. He's not deterred what people think about him, if it's politically correct, not politically correct. He knows what is right and puts his energy into it. That is Klal Yisrael. Hashem sees and knows that we have that potential koyach of going all out for the ideals that we believe in. And therefore we have the Torah to give those ideals. We should have clarity. And we do have the clarity. We know what our ideals are. The Torah is Hashem that was given to us, Torah Shebichsav, written Torah, Torah Shebalpeh, the oral Torah that's transmitted, that gives us the halacha and the proper attitude towards every single thing in life. That's what we are willing to fight and give up our lives for, because that's what life is. Without Torah, life is just some temporary situation which a person goes through and succumbs to being part of the ecosystem. We are eternal. And that's really the story of the Chanukah also. It says that Yovan, the Greek nation, is also as brazen. Alexander the Great, at a young age, conquered the entire civilized world. And him, with his philosophers, with their world view, were out to make a unified, universal world view, which will be the worldview of everybody in his kingdom. And he had this little nation, Klal Yisrael, big nation Klal Yisrael, whatever you want to call us. But we had Klal Yisrael out there that were supposed to become part of this. And here's where the brazenness of Klal Yisrael won out over the brazenness of the Greeks. Because Hashem Uzi, our brazenness, our strength of character, are willing to go all out for ideals because we are connected to Hashem. We have the power of Hashem in what we do. And Mela, there's nothing that can overpower us. Human power, no matter how big it is, and how much countries have been conquered, is very limited to this tiny speck of the universe called planet Earth. We are connected to the one who created this entire universe with all his trillions and quadrillions of stars and the massive Bria. There's a physical Bria, the spiritual Bria, all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're saying. Hashem Uzi Umogini. Hashem gives me that strength. Gives me this, that that clarity, that the only thing important in life is staying close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in His hands. And then Moginu, He protects us. He protects us. We need so much protection nowadays, not only from our physical enemies, from inside and around and outside and every corner, but we don't have to worry about them. We just strengthen our keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Baruch Hashem, we're all doing that. It's a time for us to also, you know, this situation is going on for quite some time. Appreciate that we did make changes, we did make chizukim, we're out davening more with more kavanah. As time goes on, sometimes it gets a little weaker, but look back and see, Baruch Hashem, we did accomplish things, and use that as a way to strengthen that azuz, the kedusha, that brazen, directed mahalik that we're going on, to strengthen our kesh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mitzvah Hashem with this, Hashem Ogini, Hashem will continue to protect us. And we will get soon to the stage of the second part of the pasuk of the praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the Yeshuas that He will bring. Right now, we're in the stage of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yeshuas that He brought already in the past. And as we mentioned many times, Tovin HaMelech himself said, Mehulel Ekra Hashem. If I praise Hashem, that brings me the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings me protection and the Siyata Shemai to overthrow and destroy all my enemies. We should be zeicha to overthrow the physical and spiritual enemies and grow and see the Lachzis B'Noyim Hashem, Vakeh B'Echolith, wonderful lives in this world and the world to come.